The following episode will talk about student loan forgiveness or cancellation no longer being taxable. But please note, not every program was taxable in the first place. Those programs included public service programs, teacher service forgiveness programs, and other programs like those that were contingent upon working a certain number of years in the profession. Other programs were subject to being taxed. Please enjoy. So, the stimulus bill, the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill has been passed. And I know it has a number of things in it related to COVID, economic relief, so on and so forth. But one part I want to talk about that many people may not know is the part about student loan forgiveness. Okay? Now, let's be clear. There's no direct ruling on canceling all of the student loans. But what has happened can be looked at in a good and a bad way, or a good and not as good way. I'll say it like that. The good side of it is it deals with how student loan forgiveness is taxed. Before this bill, many people didn't know that student loan forgiveness was taxable. So in the event that they would have immediately eliminated your student loan debt, you would have owed a tax bill to the IRS according to your tax rate. On the Instagram page for Flip the Coin Over, I put a post up there that showed the examples that was given. I think it was a CNBC article. And let's say you was making $50,000 a year, right? Your tax rate would be within 22%. If you had about $30,000 worth of student loan forgiven, you would owe a tax bill 22% of that $30,000, which was around six and some change. That's what you would owe to the IRS. So it's a good thing that now, because of this bill, student loan forgiveness is not taxable through 2025. But this is the part that there's a but. Now, because again, I think that's a good thing if you are in favor of student loans being canceled. You want to know that, hey, it's going to be canceled with no repercussion. But here's my thinking. You know, there's always more than one side you got to look at. And I got to look at the opposite side of this. If it was taxed before today, who knew about it? What I mean is, if I was proposing that student loans be canceled and urging a legislation or president to do so, you would think that I know what's going to happen after this is forgiven, right? But I can recall in previous episodes and on previous things I posted saying, you know, the whole forgiveness of the student loan thing looks a little weary, because if the president is saying, let's forgive 10 grand, but legislators, you know, saying, let's forgive 50 grand, surely someone between the lines knew, hey, anytime the government forgives something, that's taxable. Surely somebody knew that, right? So I said, it's almost like they're playing hot potato with the student loan issue. If we forgive more than 50 grand and the economy looks bad or it's costly in some other form of fashion, and 50 grand was relieved through an executive order, then that's on the president. He's saying, hey, no, I want to go through legislation. I want Congress to make something to where it's a law, and let's do it that way. Now it's on the Congress. And it was like, no, you do it. No, you do it. No, you do it. No, you do it. But after today, I realize to a small extent why President Biden was in favor of 10 grand. Because if you're taking 22% of 10 grand, that number, even if it is a couple thousand, it's about 2,000 and some change, right? Even if you took that, yeah, that's about 2,200 because 2,500 is a quarter of, yeah, so yeah, 22. So you look at that amount in comparison to 22% of 50,000. Who wants to pay that? So it makes perfect sense that he said, no, let's wait. Let's look at what we can do. What's within my realm, what's within the realm of Congress. Let's look, let the Justice Department look into it. Because without some type of foundation that says, listen, either they're going to be lowly taxed or no tax at all on forgiveness, there was no way possible, or there should be no way possible that you eliminate student loans only for it to come back that strong on the same people who needed the student loans forgiven in the first place. Now, whether you are a Democrat, Republican, whoever, you kind of have to wonder who knew about that in its entirety. That, hey, well, forgive the loans, but they're going to tax the heck out of those loans because it was forgiven. Not paid, but forgiven. And it makes me wonder, why would you urge a president to use an executive order to push $50,000 of student loan cancellation, knowing that they're going to get taxed on that? So I applaud him for waiting, but I look at politicians skeptically, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. And that's a fumble on the Democrats right there. Because if you can tell an incoming president, hey, you remember you said about student loans? Let's push 50,000 instead of 10, not knowing how the economy is going to respond to that, not knowing if he can even do that through an executive order, which he probably could, but it's smart of him to say, no, let's not do that. Because something don't seem right about me using an executive order to knock off 50 grand for everybody. And some people don't even need 50 grand. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't even need 10 grand. So there's a good and a bad side to what took place. The good side is now if they decide to cancel more than 10 grand, nobody's getting taxed for it. They can cancel whatever amount they want and nobody will get taxed for that amount of forgiveness. But without that being already in place, it looked a little fishy that you would recommend that amount being done. And maybe they just said, hey, I want him to do that. And then they never said, hey, I want you to do that in the wrong way possible, the most wrong way possible. No, they said, we think you should cancel up to 50,000. Maybe in their mind, well, we knew we were going to try to change a law or fix a law, make a bill, put that in the bill that they can't be taxed on it. But it's amazing that nobody said that. Of all the things that was said, it was just more about 10 grand versus 50 grand. All of the student loans gone or just public versus private ones gone. You know, it's so much that was not said. It may not have been known. Maybe they knew it, but we didn't. But in my mind, reading it today, I'm sitting here thinking, you mean to tell me day one, week one, month one of this man being in office, y'all wanted this man to cancel student loans knowing that there was no foundation in place to protect people from getting taxed on it. Man. And I try not to be political with stuff because, you know, again, regardless of whether you're a Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever, you got to look at people in their position correctly. I just felt like, if that's what you wanted canceled, make the foundation great first, which it is now. So again, graduates, alumni, all right? If you have student loans, the chances of a bigger amount being erased is on the table now that they have a foundation that protects you from getting taxed at your tax rate on the forgiveness. All right, so look into it. Make the right moves that you need to make because we're coming up on stimulus, income tax refund. You know, make the right moves for you. Get out of debt the best way you can, if you can. All right, but now that you know what it looks like, now hopefully by September or before, you know, when the extension of the student loan forbearance comes near its end, instead of them trying to renew that, maybe they will start to cancel some of the loans. Maybe they have time now to go through case by case and see who really needs it, who doesn't. Because, or is grad school included or still being excluded under the first proposal of it? Like, what's going to happen with it? But it did shock me that before today, you could get text on forgiveness of your student loans. And we was pushing for it. The nation was pushing for cancellation without understanding the foundation of why it needed to wait. But we know now. So everyone who was pushing for it, be glad it didn't happen when you wanted it to happen. Hope that tip helps. As always, flip the coin over. Hey, thank you again for tuning in and listening to Flip the Coin Over Education Edition. I hope that has helped you in some way. Feel free to share with others. Also, check out my new Instagram page for Flip the Coin Over at Flip the Coin Over. Also on Twitter at Flip the Coin Over. You can find out more about me, T.A. Acker, by visiting my website, www.taacker.com. Check me out on Facebook, T.A. Acker LLC, or on Instagram at T.A. Acker. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.